This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at LogicWorks. Getting to the cloud is challenging enough for many places, especially maintaining security, resiliency, cost control, agility, etc., etc., etc. Things break, configurations drift, technology advances, and organizations, frankly, need to evolve. How can you get to the cloud faster and ensure you have the right team in place to maintain success over time? Day two matters. Work with a partner who gets it. LogicWorks combines the cloud expertise and platform automation to customize solutions to meet your unique requirements. Get started by chatting with a cloud specialist today at snark.cloud/LogicWorks. That's snark.cloud/LogicWorks. And my thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast. Okay, what in tarnation happened here? Datadog reports that an undocumented API allowed CloudTrail bypass. Okay, fine, whatever. Why was the remediation implemented 7 months after it was reported? AWS takes stuff like this seriously, but without a statement about why this happened, it's easy to imagine that they're basically sitting over there reacting to these things at Azure speed. I would also appreciate a list from AWS of the canonical third-party company blogs I need to be following to keep abreast of AWS security vulnerabilities, since, as of this recording time, they haven't said anything themselves firsthand. In other bad news areas, MailChimp was breached and had customer data exposed 4 short months after the last time they were breached and had customer data exposed in what appears to be the precise same way. Let's try something new with breach notifications like this. I'm sure it's going to make me super popular. In 2019, MailChimp was a customer case study for Okta's Zero Trust offering. You know, if GitHub Codespaces were an AWS service, it would be yet another way to run containers in AWS. Okay, what's the deal with me making that joke again and again and again? Because, dear listener, running a container is a way to get to all kinds of problematic use cases that are in fact security frontiers. Relatedly, folks can now use GitHub Codespaces to host and deliver malware. AWS's single interesting security blog post of the week was on how to revoke federated users' active AWS sessions. It turns out that this is super important when you're offboarding people. We just let Steven go. What the hell do you mean his logged in session doesn't expire for another half of a day? Pay attention to this use case because you only discover it in very unfortunate circumstances for everyone involved.
This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. When production is running slow, it's hard to know where problems originate. Is it your application code, users, or the underlying systems? I've got $5 on DNS, personally. Why scroll through endless dashboards while dealing with alert floods, going from tool to tool to tool that you employ, guessing at which puzzle pieces matter? Context switching and tool sprawl are slowly killing both your team and your business. You should care more about one of those than the other. Which one is up to you? Drop the separate pillars and enter a world of getting one unified understanding of the one thing driving your business: production. With Honeycomb, you guess less and no more. Try it for free at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. Observability, it's more than just hipster monitoring.
This week's security tip is to ensure that the same people with production access in your environment don't also have the ability to overwrite or delete anything in the place where your backups live. It doesn't matter if you're using the worst backup software known to humankind, which is IBM's Tivoli Storage Manager. Make sure that a bad actor or someone who's stolen a good actor's credentials cannot taint the thing that will get you back up and running. And that's the relatively light listing of what happened last week in AWS security. Submissions are always welcome. Criticism is, well, I claim to appreciate it, but I don't. Stay salty.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast,
or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.